Welcome to Believers Academy. What's next is our third and final lesson in the series, The Beginner's Guide to Christianity. And my name is Vanessa. Becoming a Christian and being filled with the Holy Spirit are just the first steps to the wonderful life God has planned for you. During our time together, we want to discuss what you should do next as a Christian. You will need a pen and paper to take notes on this lesson. If you need, you can pause or go back at any time if you want to hear a specific point again. Also, on this page, there are study aids such as Faith in Action worksheet and a quick study guide for you to download. Jesus said in John 10:10, "My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life." Who was Jesus talking about? He was talking about those who believe in him and who follow him. In other words, he was talking about us. There's no better way to start living a rich and satisfying life than putting God's word in your heart. It's alive and powerful. Settle it in your mind that while the Bible is God's inspired word, it is also meant to help you with everyday issues. Don't just give it a place of honor on a bookshelf, but treat the word as your personal hands-on reference book on life. Here are some suggestions about Bible study. Make a daily Bible study appointment with yourself and then keep it. Choose a convenient time and be realistic in your expectations. An hour a day is good, or even 30 minutes. Then, follow through by building your schedule around this appointment, not the other way around. As you read and study, it's good to use a Bible you feel free to write in and take notes. Start underlining scriptures that have significance and special meaning to you. Most people use the King James Version of the Bible. However, it was translated into English in the year 1611, and the old style of writing is not always easy to understand. Some people prefer the New King James Version, an easier to read version that still keeps the King James style. The Amplified Bible is also great, and it gives you an expanded meaning as you read. One popular modern Bible is the New Living Translation. It's easy to read and keeps the truth of the Word of God. There are many other translations, so choose the one that you like. When you decide to go more deeply into the language of the Bible, you'll want a study Bible that has notes in the margin or at the bottom of each page. These notes contain references to lead you to verses that are similar in concept or have a clearer translation of a word. Brother Copeland uses the King James Version of the Bible, and he has made his New Testament available to you with all his personal notes, references, and marks. This is an excellent study Bible that gives you access to his vast revelation of the Word of God. Another helpful book is a concordance. A concordance is a book that lists every word in the Bible and every scripture that uses the word. It also shows what Hebrew or Greek word the English word is translated from. For example, in English, the word love has many meanings, but we still say love. In Greek, there are at least four different words that mean love. To find out the intent of the New Testament writer, you need to know which love he is using. Here are the names of two good concordances: Young's Analytical Concordance and Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. In addition, you can get a Bible dictionary like Vine's Expository Dictionary of Biblical Words. This is a dictionary for scriptural words and meanings, and it gives additional meaning to words and concepts. All of these study books are also available in electronic form. As you start out, spend the majority of your time in the New Testament, especially the letters of the Apostle Paul written to the early churches. Find phrases such as in him, in whom, and in Christ. These scriptures contain information that is directly written for you. Because, as it says in Ephesians 2:6, he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That promise is for you. You are in Christ. Reading and studying the Bible are good, but don't just skim over the words. Make what God says the authority in your life. Not only should you believe what God says to you in his word, but you should also change your words and your actions to fulfill God's instructions. Matthew 7:24-27 says, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and floodwaters rise, and the winds beat against the house, it won't collapse, because it is built on a bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on the sand. When the rains and the floods come, the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. Next, find a good faith-building church that boldly preaches and demonstrates God's word. Attend regularly and allow them to teach you more about the love and goodness of God. Become a part of a church family who will love and care for you, and make friends with other believers. Get involved in the various activities of the church, including community outreaches that help those in need. Take seriously Jesus' words in John 13:35. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. God's love is for all people, those in the church and those in the community. Another thing you'll want to do is to share your new experiences with others. Whether it's your family, your friends, or your neighbors, they're going to be curious about the changes that they see in your life. Their questions give you a good opening to tell them all about your Heavenly Father's love for you, as well as your love for Him. They are probably looking for the same opportunity to have a satisfying life with God. Finally, we encourage you to continue to benefit from the teaching and preaching of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. The articles on KCM.org, Believers Academy, and the daily television broadcast, Believer's Voice of Victory, will continue to encourage and help you learn more about God and His gracious gifts to you. Books, CDs, and DVDs are available on a variety of subjects. Also, there is a link to our free monthly magazine. It's full of testimonies and teachings that will encourage you in the spiritual life. And if you choose to partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries to tell others the good news, we'll send you Brother Copeland's monthly letter. In it, he shares the latest revelations he has found in the Word of God, so you'll be on the same page with him as he prays and preaches all over the world. Continue to explore this new life in Christ. Read and study God's Word, find a faith-filled church, and share your experience with others. This is the end of our lesson and the series, The Beginner's Guide to Christianity. We really love you and appreciate your desire to seek God. He loves you so much and He has great things in store for you. God Himself tells you in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Here are some of the things you can do to encourage yourself in your spiritual life. Write down what you think is God's purpose for your life. Feel free to revise this as your relationship with God increases. Name the version of the Bible you will use for reading and for study. Determine where you'll begin reading and what time of the day is best for your appointment with God and His Word. Go ahead and download the study aids and come back to Believers Academy often. Until next time, remember, Jesus is Lord.